Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps, Cleveland's sports radio, 92.3 The Fan.
Ugh. The weather sucks and bad news for sports in general. Anytime you have some sort of drama that involves sports and gaming and active players and coaches, and it's not good no matter what the result is or no matter how it is. But what's going on now is the FBI is having a press conference, I believe in New York, to discuss the story that's been hot all morning. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to the Cavaliers. We got a lot of things to do. Nick Costas is going to join us, John Schumann, Daryl Ryder as well. I'm Andy Baskin. He's Jeff Phelps. Good morning, Jeff. How are you?
I couldn't be finer, sir. Why? Because I wasn't arrested by the FBI this morning.
No kidding. So let's get you up to speed just a little bit. Shams was on, what was he on? ESPN this morning? Obviously. I mean, that's where he works.
Shams Charania.
This was on Get Up This Morning with Mike Greenberg.
All right, I'll let him explain it.
Portland Trailblazers head coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier have both been arrested this morning. Billups at around 6 a.m. in Portland, Oregon, and Rozier around 6 a.m., I'm told, in Orlando, where the Heat were playing last night. Rozier's been arrested for his involvement in alleged sports gambling, prop bets, and Billups, ABC News is reporting, is tied to an illegal poker operation tied to the mafia. And so the FBI has been investigating this situation for several months, and in Rozier's case, at least 2 years. And today is making arrests. There is a press conference that is set by the FBI. The Eastern District of New York has been leading this investigation. I'm told FBI Director Kash Patel has also been increasingly involved in recent weeks. He will be leading the press conference today as well. But this is really seismic news in the NBA for a sitting NBA head coach in Chauncey Billups to be arrested, taken into custody for alleged illegal gambling, as well as Terry Rozier for sports betting, allegedly. Two arrests made this morning. There are expected to be numerous arrests also tied to both of these situations.
So the NBA wakes up this morning in the midst of, I suppose you would have to say, a sports league's worst nightmare. Is there any indication that the league had any idea this was coming? Did they know any of this might happen this morning?
As of last night, I was told the NBA did not have knowledge of these specific arrests. This has been led by the FBI. The FBI made their arrests early this morning. But the NBA has been investigating Terry Rozier, Malik Beasley. Terry Rozier was cleared by the NBA investigators over the last couple years. That's why he's been playing in games. Malik Beasley, a free agent, has not been cleared by the NBA's investigation. That's been ongoing. As of about 15, 20 minutes ago, I was told Malik Beasley was not taken into custody today as part of these gambling investigations and arrests today.
Also, Former Cavs player and assistant coach Damon Jones was arrested Thursday on charges that he provided inside information about NBA games to co-defendants who used it to play sports bets, according to ABC News. And obviously, he played for the Cavaliers and Rozier with Northeast Ohio ties, with his background in Youngstown and then a little time there in Shaker Heights. So I don't even know where to kind of start on this, Jeff, but I'll start here. I'm not surprised we have these gambling stories now, especially because since governments and states have decided to get into the sports gambling business, look, there's been gambling as long as there's been one pick over another pick. Now, what's interesting is that the Billups and the Rozier story seem to be separate. Is that am I reading into that correctly? That, well, I mean, and based on what he said there,
I know nothing except what Sham, I've read, yeah. what Shams just said. I know nothing. I think the best course of action here for anybody who's doing any reporting is to sit back and wait and get official news on stuff. And he did.
Yeah.
Who knows where this goes? Who knows what it all entails? When we were chatting earlier, I just said, isn't it kind of weird? Gambling is now legal, and this stuff's all going on. It makes me think, what? And I don't understand, one against the other here. To what depth is this stuff going on that makes it so illegal? I know if you're playing, you're not allowed to give information. You're not allowed to bet if you're playing. I get that. But this seems like it's even deeper than that.
Yeah, I also wonder, they talk about the Chauncey Bill playing in poker games. I don't know. I don't know what's an illegal poker game versus a regular poker game. I know that, if you go into a casino, you can play poker. I always thought that if you played poker with your friends and the house didn't take any money outside of maybe for food and stuff like that, that poker games at home were okay. Maybe I'm wrong, man. Maybe we're about to learn something today that that we didn't know before. But I mean, this is a, baseball, we just went through it with the Guardians, sort of. We don't even have...
We're still in it.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have any resolution on what's going on with the Guardians as well. The opportunity there to place bets and give information, I think, is...
There's the key.
Is to give the information.
Giving the information is... That's not... That'll get you in trouble.
I also think the prop bet part of this is hey, you're going to throw a strike on the first pitch, you're going to throw a ball. Well, throw a ball is probably easier. And if that's a prop bet...
You can't guarantee a strike.
No, but you can guarantee a ball, right? So
I know is that I saw a major league pitcher bounce one about 40 feet from home plate. So, yes, I guess you can.
See? That's how it works. I where are we?
It's not cricket.
I mean, but, Jeff, let's just stick a big picture thing on this. I mean, not even talking about Billups or Rozier or Damon Jones in the situation. Like, where are we in sports in general when it comes to gambling? It's out there for anybody. You can sit on your couch and bet on who's going to make the next basket.
During the game.
Yeah, during the game.
And it's legal.
Yeah, and it's legal.
It's legal.
Unless you are a participant in it.
Correct.
Or affiliated
or
with
affiliated with the organization.
I don't know. I only see more stories like this coming. Well, I think we talked about this in the beginning. That we would get... And part of this, too, is that because, we have, FanDuel is somebody that we talk about all the time, but it's not just FanDuel. It's all the operations are now working in conjunction with these leagues. And so I think that the microscope is 10 times greater than it's ever been because now the leagues are watching everything with the help of the associations that, everyone else can gamble on that they can't, but you can.
It's should be real clear. Don't you think? I think it's real clear.
I think it's real, but I think where it gets muddy is when people aren't talking. So if somebody gives out inside information on...
See, to me, what's really clear is this. Are you involved in professional sports? Well, you can't gamble. I mean, does it get any more clear than that? If you're an NFL player, coach, employee... Same thing with NBA. Same thing with Major League Baseball. Don't bet. End of story. Isn't it that simple?
It's that simple. You don't place a bet, and you also don't tell someone something that's going on. Although, right. I mean, it'll be weird.
Just don't get involved. If you're fortunate enough to be in that industry, professional sports, don't bet.
Don't you think it would be weird to be in this situation, though? Let's just say, let's just take a total hypothetical where you follow a team. And let's just say one of our kids was able to make it to the highest level of Major League Baseball. I'll just say baseball, make it easy, right? And you're talking.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
Talking to your kid and that team that they play for has an ace pitcher on it. Well, I'll call him Cy Jones, whatever. Cy Jones is supposed to pitch tonight. I mean, as a parent, you may want to turn around and go to somebody who's playing on that team and go, hey, do you think Cy's going to play tonight? You know, he's been dealing with that stiff shoulder. I wonder if he's going to play. He's going to play. And then what happens if you have a parent that's now turning around saying, hey, man, I'm hearing Cy's not playing tonight. You know, that's how that stuff.
Well, if you're
that's
a parent, your kid is a pro athlete, you need to be smart enough to stay out of that.
You think that's true, though? I'm not saying that it's coming from the parents.
I think you need to be, yes.
But I'm just saying that's, to me, that's like the lowest common denominator. I mean, I'm sure that there, obviously, because of the investigations we've seen over the last year here, that there's a lot more to it than that with baseball. But now we're looking at a major story this morning. Dan, did any of the names, have we heard anything from the press conference? I'm not.
We have nothing right now. FBI Director Kash Patel has just stepped to the podium. We'll keep you up to date as anything comes down.
Okay, so as all this stuff plays out, we're going to talk about. We're also going to get into the Cavaliers game from last night, too, because, I mean, like Jeff said, we're not going to sit out here and throw out information that I'm not going to speculate. I'm just going to tell you what we know and what the facts are. And, you know, for anybody who's going off or going crazy on this, I mean, you just, again, we live in a world where you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty, so... and, you know, so these names have all been kind of linked around Northeast Ohio for a long time. I mean, Chauncey Billups, at one point, they had talked about him being general manager of the Cavaliers, that they wanted to bring him in.
That is correct.
On the front office. And then Terry Rozier, obviously, we know him from being here from Northeast Ohio. And then Damon Jones played for the Cavaliers and coached for the Cavaliers as well. So those are really the first three names that have kind of come out on this thing. And I do hesitate to say anything one way or another, because we just don't know.
Well,
you just don't know.
Exactly right.
The FBI knows some things, or at least are alleging things.
They think they know some things.
So,
which means they probably do.
And again, I'm not asking you to speculate, but even if you're in this drama, you have to believe. And the fact that Sham said that the NBA didn't know anything about this last night, I mean, you've got a sitting coach who's accused of this. It doesn't matter guilty or innocent or any of that stuff. It is not a good look for the NBA today. This is a bad, bad morning for the NBA.
Welcome to opening week.
Yeah, right? They waited till the first game of the season was over last night. And I know there's a lot of people that want to hop in on the phone calls, and we'll take some here in a minute. We're also going to get into the Cavaliers from last night. I know folks are wanting to talk about this. So 216-474-0092. 216-4 right now, the FBI is in the middle of a press conference with charges in an illegal gambling probe. Dan, you're kind of a little bit more up to speed on this just because you've been able to see some of the stuff that's been coming across television while we've been trying to watch a little bit in here, too. So let's get everybody up to speed on what's going on right now. And I can even just let people know this, that Chauncey Billups, the Trailblazers head coach, Terry Rozier were arrested Thursday as a part of investigations related to illegal gambling. This happened. The FBI has already announced this. Rozier was arrested Thursday morning in a hotel in Orlando. The Heat lost their opener of the Magic last night. I'm reading this straight from Shams' piece this morning from ESPN, Shams Charania. Billups' arrest was in Oregon and was made part of a separate but related illegal gambling case linked to illegal poker operation tied to the mafia, according to ABC News. Billups is expected to make his initial appearance in court today. Also, former Cavaliers player and assistant Damon Jones was arrested Thursday night on charges that he provided inside information about NBA games to co-defendants who used it to play sports bets, according to ABC News again. And then, you know, Jones played for the Cavaliers as well. And they, the FBI director is having a press conference right now in New York, and they continue to go on. Dan, did I miss any of that? And then, again, the other part of this story is to me, it appears to be two separate things going on. One is an inside information thing. The other is a high stakes illegal poker operation that was going on in New York. But I'm a little confused on that.
Correct. So, it's two separate things. You've got that correct. We're kind of gathering this as we go.
It's breaking
news. The FBI is speaking right now. So we'll get you that information ASAP. As soon as, I'm not going to lie, my legal degree is not as good as it should be. Sure. I probably should have spent more time paying attention in those classes instead of taking a nap.
Yeah, Torts is not a former Blue Jackets head coach. It's something you have to pay attention to in law school. Yeah.
So, yeah, I will do the best I can to decipher this, and we'll get it on the air as fast as possible. But, yeah, it's two separate ones going on, one of them involving an underground poker ring, and then the other one involving illegal sports gambling. So both of them... Chauncey Billups, I believe, is involved a little bit more on the poker side of things than anything else. Terry Rozier, Jontay Porter, that's on the sports gaming side of things.
And Porter's whole situation went down some time ago.
Correct. But that's being lumped is the wrong term, but that is being also charged. Brought up in this as well. Yeah.
His brother's Michael Porter Jr. for the Brooklyn Nets.
And we've not heard anything from the NBA. I'm assuming the NBA was waiting for this report to come out before they would say anything. And you would think, whether it's paid or not, that they would be on immediate leave and under investigation from the NBA as well.
The Terry Rozier side of things, and again, this is according to the Department of Justice, alleged Terry Rozier told co-defendant, De Niro Laster, that he was going to take himself out during the first quarter of a March 23rd, 2023 Hornets game with an injury so Laster could bet on it. Laster shared that information and was paid $100,000 for it by Marvs Fraley, according to the indictment. That information then was shared with others who bet on it, prosecutor said. Another defendant, Shane Hennon, bet $61,200 on prop bets on Rozier's unders and then ordered a syndicate of associates to bet too, the indictment said. All in all, $259,000 were wagered on Rozier by that group, the indictment said. Rozier left the game playing 9 minutes and 34 seconds.
So in other words, he took himself out of the game and all of the prop bets on under stuck because he didn't play.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. It's the prop bets, right? I mean, the commissioner has talked about that before, that, you know, it's the prop bets that are the ones that are, they just seem too easy to manipulate. Yeah. It doesn't matter what sport. There's always one, right?
And I'm grabbing that from The Athletic, by the way, who's live writing up all these things.
Yeah. I don't know. General assessment, Jeff? I know. We don't have a ton of facts, but I mean.
No, it's just this. If you play pro sports, you're not allowed to bet.
Yeah, allegations against Chauncey Billups and other players involved in the poker ring are, according to the FBI, have to do with wire fraud and extortion.
Yeah, that's a different deal.
And part of that was
These are different. These are obviously, they're all gambling, but it's different things. Manipulating prop bets, if you're a player, nope. But the other stuff, poker games, that sounds nasty and real serious,
yeah.
As does the other stuff, but two very different approaches here, two different things going on.
Yeah, so the poker stuff correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't want to be wrong here.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. That seemed, I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan, but
we're all doing the best we can.
No, I know, but I just everything that we've just heard. So, and again, we're trying to give facts. That's what Jeff and I do. We take great pride in that. We also take pride in saying that you're innocent until, you know, convicted. That the poker games were high stake poker games that were involved with mafia, according to ABC News, and that they were high-tech setup, high-stake, high-tech setup situation for a poker game where they knew...
Illegal games run by organized crime.
Yeah, illegal games run by organized crime, but also fixed is what it sounded like they said in the press conference. I mean, like, they knew before they walked in. It wasn't just like a poker game where guys were coming in with big money.
Yeah.
It was a poker game where folks were walking in with a lot of money, and they were also... The games are fixed. I don't know. Through who knows? I mean, they could have had earpiece. I don't know. A
little more information. Damon Jones and Terry Rozier are the accusations include providing information related to prop bets between 2022 and 2024.
Yikes!
Basically, when all these online things started to explode,
yikes.
Right? It's a direct correlate. It's like I don't know how. I mean, these guys are educated through the roof on this stuff. Not to do it. You can't do this. I mean, how often are they told?
Nature's a powerful thing, Andy.
It's over and over and over. They tell them all the time, you can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this. And then all of a sudden you get yourself mixed up.
Yeah, so none of that when Damon Jones was here.
Oh, well, that's good, too.
Damon Jones was an assistant with the charge from 2015 to 2016 and then was a Cavaliers assistant from 2016 to 2018.
All right, I want to get to the Cavs, but I know you want to chime in on some of the stuff, so I'm going to give a couple of you guys a chance here. You're called in, 216-474-0092. Robert is in Parma. Go ahead, Robert.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Hi, Robert.
I know you talked to a lot of people, but I think we had a conversation about this, I don't know, a month and a half back with the Guardians and their pitchers. Mm-hmm. And my point, I think, still remains the same is, you know, the poker game aside, that's, you know, like you guys were saying, totally different. It's just too easy to place bets on your phone. You don't have to physically go somewhere. It's just too easy, and I think it just invites more and more of this and opens it up to issues. I know you guys talk about the education for players and coaches of simply just don't do it, but I think the stakes are too high. The money's too – there's too much money, and it's too easy to do it right on your phone or even nod to your buddy of, hey, this guy's not going to play tonight or this guy's not going to play well or whatever it may be. And I think we really need to take a look at this, and maybe some mistakes have been made with the legalized gambling. I was initially a big supporter of it. I do it myself on my phone, but I have concerns about it.
Yeah, Robert, here's the question. I mean, gambling is going to happen no matter what. I don't care. We could be the most educated people on earth. If someone's going to pick the color of a card, the next card's going to go by, it's an opportunity to gamble.
Andy, Black Sox scandal was over 100 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, it just is.
Right. Yeah.
But it's easy to do it on your phone.
Yeah, but
absolutely.
So here's the interesting.
But if you're going to do it, you're going to do it.
Yeah.
The interesting part for me, Robert, and Jeff, that because now that we have relationships between leagues and gaming operations, that this stuff is right out there. I mean, it's way easier now to bust these guys than it probably was before.
Well, not only that, but Andy and Jeff, the leagues have a vested interest in keeping this all above board because they don't need, you know, we watch a game, we're surprised by the outcome. We're looking for the outcome. They don't need allegations that any of this is fixed or that there's dirty business going on in the background either.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a vested interest in keeping a high watch on this. I think it was last week maybe, someone in The Athletic came out with an article saying, hey, maybe this was all a mistake. And that's just burning in the back of my mind now. It was on, you know, the recent legalized gambling and whatnot. It was really interesting, but it's hard not to think it was a mistake.
All right,
with
Robert,
the more and more issues we see on this.
Yeah, that's true. It's out and center. All right, thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
Keep in mind, as bad as it looks today for the NBA, remember how bad it looked for Major League Baseball when a couple of Cleveland pitchers were suspended?
Yeah, although...
Looking forward to that World Series on Friday?
Yeah, but...
Exactly.
Well, yeah.
News stories last a couple of days, as we heard yesterday from Dylan Gabriel.
That's true, he was right.
And he's right, but, you know, the investigation is, I don't know if it's just beginning, just ending, whatever, but obviously, you know, there's damage done here.
Let me take one more before we go to the break. Jeffrey? Hi, Jeffrey.
Yeah, you know, I got a question.
Sure.
Why is it legal for professional fighters to bet on anything they want to bet on? They can bet on themselves, they can bet on college games, pro games, and nobody says anything.
I don't know. I've never once said.
I have no idea.
I mean, the sport has gone so downhill.
Well, they're not union members.
Well, that's true, too.
I don't think.
They're professional athletes.
Yeah.
They can bet on anything they want to bet on.
Well, that's one thing. If you're a member of the National Basketball Association NFL, there are player association rules and rules to play in that sport. I don't know anything about the boxing stuff. I don't know anything about, for instance, golf.
Right.
You know, these guys are individuals. But to be a member of these leagues, there are rules you have to follow.
Hmm.
And there are other rules, and like federal law.
Yeah, I mean, it's insider information. Same thing we talk about on Wall Street all the time, too.
Things.
You know,
yep.
It's interesting. The breaking news story today, Chauncey Billups and Terry Rozier and arrested in gaming cases, gambling cases, legal gambling. Sources told ESPN late last night as they broke the story first, and now we have official confirmation from the FBI. Excuse me. Rozier was arrested this morning in Orlando, and then Billups was arrested in Oregon. Also, former Cavaliers player and assistant coach Damon Jones was arrested on Thursday provided inside information about NBA games to co-defendants who used it to play sports bets. And you know, Jeff and I were talking about in the beginning, it's just like, how easy is it for a player to maybe just say, hey, I'm not playing tonight. Next thing you know, somebody finds out you're not playing. And then all of a sudden, you know, over-unders or the way people bet on games gets skewed. And, you know, now that, you know, we have major corporations that are doing this in conjunction with the leagues, it's real easy to kind of see the trends that happen out there. And we all know this from baseball from over the summer, too, that, you know, all of a sudden you see, you know, a pitch that maybe should have, you know, just been a regular pitch. Maybe whoever was doing it did something to make it become a ball or a strike. And all of a sudden you got a prop. I got a feeling that the prop bets, when this is all said and done, are going to have to figure out a way to curtail prop bets. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, the gaming organizations that are in conjunction with the leagues start dropping prop bets. It seems to me that would be the safest way to do things, wouldn't it?
You got me, pal. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Hmm.
I mean, the prop bets are a great way to legally do this stuff, but they're so, you would think, easily manipulated.
Yeah. It just seems too easy. It's not as, they're going to win, they're going to lose? Okay, I think we can all kind of.
Yeah, that's what gambling on sports used to be.
Yeah.
And where gambling bad things popped up. You know, hey, we threw the game. Well, now you can throw a pitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
Yeah, I don't know how else to look at this. Anything else, Dan, in the break or anything that's happened?
Nothing. I mean, just more details that's going through this whole thing. March 23rd, Terry Rozier, while playing for the Hornets, let others close to him know that he planned to leave early with an injury. Associates bet more than $200,000 on Rozier's unders, and winnings were delivered to Rozier's home, the indictment alleges. That's kind of the big part of this. They're referring to it as an insider trading saga of the NBA. That is the FBI and the Department of Justice is saying such things. So we'll keep you up to date on anything else.
That doesn't sound coincidental there, does it, Andy?
No. Did you say that the winnings were delivered somewhere? Is that what you said in that last statement?
Yeah, that was according to the indictment.
In the indictment, it's saying that the winnings were sent to Rozier's place of
abode.
Winnings residence? Were delivered to Rozier's home, according to the indictment.
Doesn't sound coincidental.
No, that's not good.
No, that's not good.
Especially for Northeast Ohio guy. He's oh, man.
Oh, for an any guy.
Yeah, I know. All right, so.
The thing that we people who live in the real world, it's hard to fathom is, you make how much money playing ball?
Yeah.
And you got to try and make a little more, huh? Mm-mm. Okay, good luck.
All right, I'll take one more phone call. If there any more news breaks about this moving forward out, but as we head towards the top of the hour, we have Nick Costos coming in at 11 o'clock here. We'll talk to him,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, we'll talk a little legalized gambling with Nick.
Yeah, and I'm interested to hear what his take is on all this today, too. The mayor's in Brooklyn. Hey, Mayor.
Hey, I want to talk about the Cavs, if that's okay.
I can, by all means.
Hi, Jeff. Hey, first of all, I think one thing we saw last night is Jalen Tyson may not be a PTP-er right now, okay?
Keywords were right now. I agree with you.
Okay, he is not ready to be a starter in this league. They need somebody else in the starting lineup, okay?
Just please, one game, Kenny. Though, Ken. Just one game.
Jeff, I totally get it. But, I think... I thought the rest of the guys played pretty well. I think that they were complaining this morning about J.A. J.A. needs the ball more. And, he's developed a little bit of a jump shot and a spin move to the basket and stuff. So, don't blame him that nobody got him the ball. And we had this come up last year, Jeff. And
I couldn't agree with you more about this one.
I mean, we got almost a 7-foot guy down there. You got to use him a little bit more.
And agreed, Ken. Agreed.
I just think, Kenny last night said things are a little clunky. Yeah, well, when you got three guys out, and by the way, I think Darius Garland said last night that he's a lot closer than Thanksgiving that somebody reported the other day, okay, the way it sounds to me.
So, you know one thing I didn't like last night, Ken, and this is just being really nitpicky about one game, and Donovan Mitchell was great in the second half. Evan Mobley, after a great first half, took only five shots in the second half. Five shots.
Yeah, he disappeared. Yep. And he and J.A. need to demand the ball.
Yep.
The guards have got to take a step back. I mean, if somebody's on one night, that's fine. Okay? But you got two big guys. And the other thing, too, Jeff, as I didn't understand, is we didn't see any Thomas Bryant last night either.
Yeah, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think Dean Wade played well. Junior played well. Lonzo played decent. There's some, obviously Merrill played well, okay? And I just liked especially the way Dean Wade played. The last couple of years, Dean's had trouble. He's going to the basket more. He's more active on the court. I think his shot's finally coming back. He shot the ball pretty well last night. I just like that kid. And, they'll get it figured out. Not having DeAndre Hunter, I think, really was the key last night. Because, we're having DG out and Strus out, we understand that. But not having DeAndre Hunter, I thought, made a big difference as well.
I agree with you, Ken. I like DeAndre Hunter, and I like his fit with the rest of this team.
I do, too. I think you can tell they missed him last night.
He's a really nice young player. And Jalen Tyson is a guy that, he's second year. Give him Ken's right. He didn't look really good last night. Give him some time. Two things about Lonzo Ball last night. Hated the fact that all he took were threes, and he was 1 of 7 on threes. He didn't take any other shots. Loved the fact that he got 6 assists. And that's going to be a That's going to be something to watch. I think Lonzo is.
He threw that one rocket into the corner. That one pass.
Yeah, that one sailing. I like Lonzo. I like what he can add to this team because they don't have anything else like him.
No, they really don't.
He's a unique player for this team, and I hope he can stay healthy, and I hope that he continues to mesh with everybody else. Because I honestly, Andy, he's the type of guy that I think they can really use in the backcourt, and I think it was a really nice move to pick him up if he's healthy.
Yeah, let's get back to the Cavaliers in a second. I just, Dan, there's some more stuff coming in. The press conference is over now, I'm assuming.
Yeah, Director Patel and the FBI have left the podium right now. We've got a couple of cuts. This is directly from the Department of Justice and the FBI, Director of FBI, Kash Patel.
Individuals such as Chauncey Billups, Damon Jones, and Terry Rozier were taken into custody today. Former, current NBA players and coaches. This is an illegal gambling operation and sports rigging operation that spanned the course of years.
Okay.
Bad.
So far, not good.
Bad.
Well, yeah. It's not going to get a whole lot better.
The FBI led a coordinated takedown across 11 states to arrest over 30 individuals today responsible for this case, which is very much ongoing. Not only did we crack into the fraud that these perpetrators committed on the grand stage of the NBA, but we also entered and executed a system of justice against La Casa Nostra to include the Bonanno, Gambino, Genovese, and Lucchese crime families.
Okay.
Oh boy.
It's starting to sound like a movie script, doesn't it?
Oh boy.
Oh boy is right. You want one more? You want to keep going here?
I'm in. You could read off the charges for you. That'll make you feel comfortable.
The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling.
Yep, it's still not getting any better.
Well.
And the NBA has nothing to say. I'm looking at their website right now. Zero.
Yeah.
Zero from the NBA.
Probably better off.
Well, they're going to have to say something. You've got to believe the commissioner is going to come out today and say something. Oh, he's got to, I mean.
You know that they've got lawyers upon lawyers upon litigators upon every, I mean, they're going to make sure that this statement is crafted perfectly and every word picked, hand-picked.
You're saying the NBA, not the FBI.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. FBI leading on with, the amount of money that was found in this.
The fraud is mind-boggling. It's not hundreds of dollars. It's not thousands of dollars. It's not tens of thousands of dollars. It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of dollars in fraud and theft and robbery across a multi-year investigation.
Oh, boy. This is not good for the NBA. I want to hear what the NBA has to say at some point here today, so we're going to get to that if that comes up. Nick
Billable hours, baby!
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.